नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 19 किंग ययाति अचीव्स लिबरेशन टेक्स्ट 13 Yat prativyam rithiyavam Hiranyam pasavastriyaha Naduyanti manakpritaim Pumsa kama hatasyate Yat prithivyam rihiyavam Hiranyam pashavastriyaha Naduyanti manakpritim Pungsakkama hitasyate Prithivyam Pasavatriyaha Dhritin Ayahatakrite Yavidiyam Yam Yam Pasavatriyaha Yatin Yavidin Pumsa kama hatasyate Vridhiyam vridhiyam Hiranya bhashavasriya Naduyante manakritim Pumsa kama hatasyate Ladies Yat prithivyam prithivyadvam Hiranyabhasavatriyaha Nyantinakpritim Pumsakama utasyate Yat prithivyam prithivyadvam Asavasriyaha Dhimanak Vritim Pumsa Kama Hutasite Yat What Prativyam Within this world Vrihi Food grains Rice Yavam Barley Iranyam Gold Pashavaha Animals, Sriyaha, wives or other women, Naduyanti, do not give, Manakpritim, satisfaction of the mind, Pungsaha, to a person, Kamahatasya, because of being victimized by lust, lusty desires. Hey, they. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Person who is lusty cannot satisfy his mind, even if he has enough of everything in this world, including rice, barley, and other food grains, gold, animals, and women. Nothing can satisfy him. Purport. Improvement of one's economic condition is the aim and object of a materialist. But there is no end to this material advancement. For one cannot control his lusty desires, he will never be pleased, even if he gets all the material wealth of the world. In this age, we see much material improvement, But still people are struggling to get more and more material opulence. Manakshastran Indriyani Prakriti Stani Karshiti. Although every living entity is part of the Supreme Being, because of lusty desires, one continuously struggles for so-called betterment of one's economic condition. To have a satisfied mind, one must give up his heart disease of lusty desires. This can be done only when one is in Krishna consciousness. Bhaktim param bhagavati pratilabdhya kamam ridrogam ashva pahinot yacharena diraha. If one becomes Krishna conscious, then he can give up his heart, this heart disease. Otherwise, this disease of lusty desires will continue and cannot have peace in his mind. The text again. Yat prativyam vrihiyavam haranyam pashavastriyaha neduyanti manakpritim pungsa kama atasyate. Person who is lusty cannot satisfy his mind even if he has enough of everything in this world, including rice, barley and other food grains, gold, animals and women. Nothing can satisfy him. Om Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamite Namane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskyadhyade Satarne. To understand Krishna's activities in the material world is one of the most important aspects of devotional service. Generally, Krishna has activities in the spiritual world and the spiritual energy. And Krishna, he also has his activities in this world. It's much more likely we'll be able to understand Krishna's activities in this world before we can understand Krishna's activities in the internal energy. So one of Krishna's activities in the internal energy is trying to rectify the conditioned souls. And he has his deputed agent called Maya. And as it mentions here, Maya is the police force to arrest all the criminals. And we're the criminals. Therefore it says, Krishna Bahir Mukha Hana Bhoga Vancha Kare Nikatasta Tare Nikatasta Maya Tare Japitya Dare. That as soon as Krishna Bahir Mukha Bhogahana Vancha Dare, as soon as we turn our consciousness away from Krishna and we turn it towards the material energy, the idea of becoming the controller of some part of the material nature and the enjoyer of that particular part, then Nikatasta Maya, Maya who is standing right next to us, Tare Japati Dari. She puts this into the material concept of life. And the material concept of life, we're all familiar with. And Krishna explains it when Arjuna asks the question. Because Krishna is telling Arjuna to do his duty, and Arjuna says it seems all very perfectly reasonable, but still people don't do their duty. Why is that? Well, in other words, duty, what we're supposed to do in the conditioned state of life. No one knows what they're really supposed to do. People think that what they're supposed to do, especially in Kali Yuga, is to gain more and more economic development and try to engage to the maximum amount of sense gratification that the body is possible of doing without getting too sick. Therefore, especially in Kali Yuga, people don't know what Dharma is, what they're supposed to do. And they don't know that Dharma is meant for liberation from the material concept of life. People are absorbed in the material concept of life, and they want to develop the material concept of life more and more. So Queen Kunti says that this is the worst thing that can happen to anyone. Death is normal. That happens to everyone. It's not so bad because it's either an opportunity to go back to the spiritual world or get a better situation if one is intelligent enough how to utilize the human form of life. Otherwise, the worst thing is, Queen Kunti said, Bhogaishvaya prasaktanam taya prichetasam. Bhogaishvaya... Let's start again. Janmaishvara shuti shri vir edamanak madakpuman naivahat yavadatumva tvam akinchana gochara. That generally speaking, people are thinking they're making progress when they get beauty in this age, facelifts or plastic surgery or the best type of makeup, whatever, Botox, whatever they call it, to make them look younger, more attractive, more influential over others. They think that's progress. If I can get a material education and I can prove that actually black is white and white is black and both of them are actually gray, if I can prove that, then I'm considered educated. And if I have money, money sweeter than honey, the professional soldier, the thief, and the merchant, they'll risk their very lives to get money. And taking birth in an influential place, influential family or country, that these are considered to be very desirable. People are glorified by how much they're able to steal from others. If I can convince you that this machine is worth $3,000 and it only costs me $1,000 to make, then I've really taken from you thousands of dollars more than I should. But if I do it in a very systematic way, then I'm considered a very heroic person in this world. People are very much interested and following my footsteps. I become a Mahajan. Mahajano yena kata sabhanta. And dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. The secret of cheating others is within my heart, and I only reveal it to my most confidential associates and friends, or those who pay me enough money. I teach them also how to become a rascal like I am. Therefore, this idea of making material progress for the materialist is considered quite desirable. It's the life's goal, that if I can die with a Rolls Royce in my garage, then my life was successful. And before the Yamadutas take me back, I take them to Yamaraj, then I take them for a ride around the block in it. But actually, this is madak. It is being intoxicated. We're already intoxicated by the material concept of life. That is, instead of serving Krishna, we're serving our dead material body, which is inflicting us with kama and lobha and krodha, lust, anger, and greed that we're supposed to get aloof from, but we're fully absorbed in serving them. So this is called intoxicated. And Krishna told Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita that Dumena Vriyate Vanir, Itardar Shomalena Cha, Itovin Avrita Garvas, Tata Tenevam Avrita. That just like the mirror is covered by dust, or the embryo is covered by the womb, or the fire is covered by smoke, so the living entity is covered by different degrees of the illusory energy in the form of lust and anger and greed and envy, illusion, etc. That these are covering us, they've made us intoxicated. So what's the harm of being intoxicated by the illusory energy? We forget who we actually are. We forget we're eternal, and therefore constantly anxiety about dying, constantly in distress about the future. And Krishna says, for one who's in distress, one who's in anxiety, then where is there any question of peace? And how can there be any happiness without peace? So therefore, all these so-called successful people in the material world. Krishna says, at least from the point of view of peacefulness, Krishna Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta, Nishkami Ateva Shanta, Bhukti Mukti Siddhakami Ateva Shanta. From the point of view of peacefulness, which is a preliminary position before we can become happy, Krishna Bhakta Nishkama. Krishna Bhakta, when he doesn't have any desire but to serve Krishna, he becomes peaceful. And everyone else, Bhukti Mukti Siddhakama Ataleva Shanta. They're all anxiety. What am I going to get? What's the future? Therefore, their life is a failure because they can't even achieve peace, what to speak of happiness. Everyone is working for peace and happiness. That's everyone's objective. But they're thinking if I gain money, I'll become peaceful. But no, they become more greedy. Why? Because avritam jnana etena, jnaneno nityavarina, kamarupena kundiya, dusprena analena cha. Thus a man's pure consciousness is covered by his eternal enemy in the form of lust. And lust has two properties. It's never satisfied, and it burns like fire. And the other thing, yehi samsparsha bhoga, dukkha yone evate, adyantavanta kondiya nate shuramate buddha. An intelligent person, he doesn't take part in the sources of misery, which are due to contact with the senses, with their objects. Oh, son of Kunti, such pleasures have a beginning and also an end, and so the wise person doesn't delight in them. So there's temporary, and there burns. And it's never satisfied. Therefore, who would choose such a master who's never satisfied whatever we do, constantly will scorch us, put us in anxiety, torture us, and incessantly goes on more and more torture, more and more anxiety, perpetually, and less satisfaction. So who would elect to serve such a master if there is another alternative, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, for one who realizes serving the material energy is a bad deal, and therefore becomes detached, naprarishat priyam prapya, no dvijat prapita priyam, stira buddhira asamudo, brahmavid brahmanistitha. A person who doesn't rejoice when he gets something material, nor laments when he loses something material, who is self-intelligent, unbewildered, and who knows the science of God, is said to be situated in transcendence. And what is the value of transcendence? That vyas parsheva saktatma vindat yatminiyas sukham. So yoga, brahma yoga yuktatma sukham aksham ashnute. Such a person is situated in trance and is self-control, and he's not attracted to material external objects, but is always in trance, enjoying the pleasure from within. In this way, the self-realized soul enjoys unlimited happiness because he concentrates on the Supreme. So that's the difference. We're supposed to develop faith that by concentrating our consciousness upon Krishna, then we'll get unlimited happiness that goes on forever. Now, if we haven't experienced that, then at least intellectually we have to try and understand it. Otherwise, if we can't intellectually understand that sense gratification is insignificant, unsatisfying, and ever puts one more in illusion and anxiety. And on the other hand, if we can experience that devotional service brings us into a consciousness of Krishna, which one can feel unlimited happiness, which goes on forever, then one can't make any progress in devotional service. Then unless we realize that Krishna and Krishna's name are the same, there's no question of becoming conscious of Krishna. On the other hand, unless we realize that, then there is no question of getting out of some material desire. We may go from being a bhukti to a mukti or a siddhakami and think that we're making progress, but actually it's simply the same material consciousness, just to a different degree. Therefore, it's recommended, at least we have enough intelligence, then we should perform sadhana bhakti, and we have more intelligence, then we should realize we should give up material sense gratification, material desires, try to take part in the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Which means basically, 24 hours a day, whoever we meet, try to help them become Krishna conscious. Then we'll be actually engaged in the Sankirtan movement. The Sankirtan movement is not only in the temple, it's a movement. It goes everywhere. In any circumstance, whoever we meet, if it's a soul, and we should understand our wife is a soul, our children are souls, our dog is a soul, our friends are souls, our enemies are souls, everyone is a spiritual soul, and I'm a soul too. And therefore, whoever I come in contact with, I should try to think, what should I say, what should I do, what should I think, in order to help this person become advanced in their relation with Krishna. Then I'll be able to engage myself in Krishna consciousness 24 hours a day. It's not only some cooking for the deities, or even just distributing books, it's a 24 hours a day service to Krishna. And Krishna has only one mission, is to awaken Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart, including ours and others. So we're fortunate, we know the process, chant Hare Krishna, follow regular principles, worship the deities, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and try to serve the devotees, serve the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, make the atmosphere spiritual wherever we go by glorifying Krishna. Then our life will become meaningful, our sojourn in this body will become successful, and if we forget that, then at once we'll judge, you know, this person has money, this person has fame, this person has personal beauty, this person has this and that, but ultimately it's all temporary. They're not happy. People are glorifying them and aren't happy. People are trying to become like them will never become happy. In other words, it's shramam eva hi kevalam. We'll simply be wasting our time. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Moment of silence. We're not devotees. Yeah. Do we have a microphone? Okay. Quick. Rapido.
Yeah, you just mentioned something very important. Not just while distributing books or doing a particular service, but 24 hours Krishna conscious. So what would you recommend to someone who's practicing, just beginning Krishna consciousness, but still has family members outside? And now it's time for the holidays, Christmas, so they expected to see you.
We wish you a Merry Krishna. So
wish them a Merry Hare Krishna. So what would be your recommendation? How should?
Oh, I don't know. Don't eat the turkey. Or drink the wine or whatever else they're serving. It's a personal thing. Everyone has a different level, so I can.
Good.
Anything else? All right, we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaura Premanande.
Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
How are you, Bhani? How is Sam? What do you think about this?
Hare Bol.
I'll show you, then you can come and do it.